I'm sure that we all know that the Bible says that we are, when we're born again, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Are we correct on that? Everybody on good ground with that? All right. So our citizenship is where? In heaven. Where is your body?
Here.
On earth. But hey, you can go to Mexico and still be an American. You're just in a different country. Rules are different. Laws are different. Places in Mexico, you don't do like you do in the United States, and vice versa. And as we study the Word of God and understand that we have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son and delivered from the power of darkness, we understand then that we're under a new government. We're still here. We still are to obey the laws of this land, correct? What the Bible says to do. But there again, the Bible says we're to live by faith. And we are children of God, and we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Everybody say the kingdom of God.
Kingdom.
The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is where we are. The kingdom of God is where God is king. The kingdom of God is where we have our citizenship and will be our future home forever. Everybody say forever.
Forever.
You'll never have to move again. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have streets of gold too. Not asphalt. And certainly not gravel. Glory be to God. So, anyway, as we think about these things, I sense in my spirit and I've studied and read from others and heard others, and I think you all will agree that we're heading headlong to meet Jesus. He's coming. And it's not, we don't know what day or what hour, and we're not trying to do that. But we do know, seasoned and either other theologians that have studied and this and that, this is the generation. And we said this last Sunday, that Peter stood on the day of Pentecost and began to share and preach. And he said, in the last days, the Spirit of God will be poured out upon all flesh. Well, if Peter 2,000 years ago was calling that the last days, we're certainly in the last of the last days. It's just not much more it can stand. And we see things that are coming up in the last days. There'll be perilous times. And it talks about all the way people are acting. It doesn't mention tsunamis. It doesn't mention earthquakes. It just talks about people and how they're acting and rejecting God. Some of them even, God says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And amen, we need the power. Amen? You hit me a little bit more. Amen? We need the power of God. There's one thing that's going to change this world and get the world's attention. And it's going to be the church and the miracles and the power and the joy, the abundant life that you and I live. We are the light and the salt to the earth. We got to step up our game. Now, we began, as Tracy began the other Sunday night, in Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. And there's many things underneath that that God's going to bring to pass. But we've got to rise up first. Amen? First of all, we got to know who we are. Well, I don't qualify. Yes, if you're born again, you qualify. You're a child of God. You have an inheritance of God. You've been raised up together with Christ to be seated with Him in heavenly places. You are somebody. You're in God's book. He's got your name written there. And He don't look down on you. He loves you. And He did all this just for us so we could be in this elevated position. But you know what happens? We've been so blessed. And we're not, if we don't take advantage of this, what have we done? What have we done? But there is a way and a life that is out there that is going to supersede even as we've lived now. That sounds a little spooky, don't it? It's not spooky. It's not scary. We're already there doing it. But there's a level. We live here in the flesh. But every one of us that are born again, probably everybody here, you're not just a fleshly person. In fact, your body is just dirt. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's on the inside. You are a spiritual being. You are a speaking spirit. Am I off track? I mean, when you have the name of Jesus to use and he gives you permission to use it, you got some responsibility here. And God looks at you and says, take it and use it. Well, I don't know if I qualify. I don't know. Those days are going to be over because you don't run head on to Jesus and not be ready. I mean, when this last days revival hits and the presence and the pressure of God and the kingdom of God begins to just smash into this earth in the spirit, we better be ready. The churches need to be ready. We need to know what to do, how to do it, where, whenever. We need to be walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. Does that sound familiar? Romans chapter 8, I believe. Those that walk in the spirit are the sons of God. Is he just making us wanting to feel good? So you can put on your Facebook page, I am a son of God. Not the son, don't do that. But you're a son, you're a child of God. We've been saying that the whole life. Well, it's time that we grow up and act like it. Now, I'm not getting on anybody but me. It's time we act like it. Because I'm telling you, the time is causing this to be necessary to step up and to receive. Are we going to get swamped with what else God's got going on? So where's your citizenship? In heaven. Your name in his book is your passport. Yep. On March 11, 1976, my passport was issued. I'm looking forward to that vacation. It's not going to be a cruise ship. I'm not going to come back here either to live. I'm going to stay up there. Amen, aren't you? Amen. Glory to God. We don't want a cruise ship. We want to go and stay. Amen. Glory be to God forever. So as we look at this tonight, there is a dimension above 3D. Now, who am I going to use for an example? Diane's shaking her head. Who wants to be an example? Amen. Are you game? You ready? I love Diane, don't y'all? Hallelujah. Well, come up here. Just stand up. Now, we're here and we're in the natural, right? We're physically in this building. 3D. All that we experience is 3D. We have three dimension. We can see that there's depth behind those columns there, and we have all that. And we live by our senses, not our brains, amen. Our senses. Because some of us would come up seriously lacking. Amen. But anyway, she can see. It's by our five senses. Can we name our five senses? Eyes, vision, what else?
Smile.
Hearing,
taste,
smelling. Touching. Everything we do, we base our decisions on earth every day, as usual, on those five senses. And that's good. It'll keep you from running off the cliff. If you can drive with your eyes open, don't shut your eyes. Don't go to sleep like me Pablo does over here. But anyway, our senses, that's how we grew up. That's, and God gave us senses to maneuver and operate in this function, in this physical. But yet, when you get born again, that spirit of the world is gone. Amen. And the spirit of Christ comes in. I said Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. What's in you is what was in Jesus. It says we've been raised up together with him to sit. We're going to seek. You know, he's going to say, come on, sit down here with me. I'm going, are you sure, Jesus? Hey, it's going to be reunion time. Just like it is right here. He's here tonight. And we got to get past making natural decisions on spiritual situations. I can name you lots of churches that have natural good people on their boards who are expertise in this certain field. And they're on that board because they are expertise in that field. But that church is not a natural function. It's a spiritual function. Sure is quiet in this Holy Ghost meeting. And we get in trouble making decisions, spiritual decisions, on natural facts. We better do what God says. And that's what we do at our board meetings. We say, whatever God says, that's what we do. We're all going to agree on it. Amen? So, good things happen. So, here we have this fabulous model. A hunk of dirt.
Amen.
Does she look good? She's a brave soul, I'll tell you that. She has no fear. Anyway, we have our eyes, our touch, our smell, our taste, all the five senses to make decisions. The other day it was, 3 degrees? You know, before I went outside, I put my coat on. Why? Because I knew it was cold outside. And that's proper. That's the right thing to do. But if I'm talking about, or God's trying to show something to me, or there's a situation in the, God, what do you want me to do? I'm in my prayer closet, and God, and he begins to show me and where we need to be. I begin to read scripture, and he says, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear light, but we're still acting as a whole like we're in the kingdom of darkness. Everything we base, we can't do that because we ain't got enough money. We can't do that because we don't, you know, your hair's been cut. You know, you can't do that. Or whatever the natural thing is, but we've got to step up. You may be seated. And thank you very much.
Good job.
Step up. 3D is the natural way. It's the world's way. Physical, you can say it like this. When Adam was in the garden, God said, it's all yours. Tend to it. Then he messes up. What was his wife's name? Eve. Okay. They mess up. And from that point on, God tells Adam, you're going to live by the sweat of the brow. Guess what? We're still doing it. You know, I bought that house, I bought that car, and I can't afford it. And I got 40 years to pay for this thing. Da, 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 da. We got to get past that thinking, y'all.
Yeah.
It's true. It's how we operate. It's who we are. But the thing is this, the difference maker is God. We don't live under these rules. You and I are not bound to the rules of nature. I'm going to say it like this, and don't throw a rock at me. You were born, you were made to walk on water. You were made to do the supernatural things. What did Jesus say in John 14:12? The things I did, you'll do also. Well, did he walk on the water or not? And there have been examples when people actually did walk on the water. Now, it's not to show out. It's not to mock God. But if you're in the middle of Africa and a lion's after you and you need to get across the river, boogity, boogity, here we go. And that's happened. But there's also spiritual laws. God said, I'm going to bless you. Did he not? Is he blessed? Yeah. You think he could have blessed a little more if I'd have got myself together? Because I'm, you know, God's saying, why are you depending on all that when I'm here? He's my Father. He's my Father. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, please. Verse 1, and we'll just get started there. There's more than the natural way of doing things. We've just been praying, have we not? We pray right here for Dina and some more. We pray for Jackie's family, the girls, we've prayed for a lot of people in here tonight. Go and pray again. Look, y'all, we're Christians. We know that's the right, but that's not normal. That's spiritual. And we need, as we understand how spiritual we are and the spiritual standing we have with God, that we're under the laws of the kingdom of God. And what are the law? What's the law of heaven, of the kingdom of God? Love. And how does it operate? By faith. If we can remember those two things, faith and love, faith outreach, where faith and love collide, that's us. That's who we are. But we can all, I'm telling you, I'm just We're going to run head on into the Spirit of God. It's going to be so overwhelming if we don't know how to operate the way He operates. We're going to get not killed. It's going to take us a while to get over it. Because He's counting on us to step up. We need to step. He wants to do more for you. Can we say that out? Do we have enough courage to say, God wants to do more for me than He does? Well, why doesn't He? He's God. I won't let Him. Because I'm figuring it out. I'm making all the calls and all the maneuvers here. Now, I'm not saying you've got to lock yourself in the closet and be goofy is a good word. We still live on this earth and we still walk and we still talk and we still do the things of that we're supposed to do. But there's a place where you and I don't really belong here. Have you heard the song? I'm just passing through. I'm headed home. I'm headed home. Y'all ready to head home? Yeah, we're headed home. So we really don't belong here. Why? I belong to heaven. I've been bought and paid for. Amen. I don't belong to me anymore. My body is just a shell. It's just a. I heard one preacher say at a funeral, and it was in Nelton, but anyway, he said, and this guy had passed away, and he said, well, so and so folded his tent today. Or when he died, he folded up his tent and went on to glory. I thought that was a pretty cool way to say something. He just folded his tent. Went on home. This body. Now, God likes this body. He gave you that body. Yeah. Now, you go get one next time that don't have all this metal in it, okay? Because I don't know if you're going to get off the ground too quick or not. God may have a big magnet and you just top of your head. But God loves our bodies. We're not degrading that because He's coming back to get us. Those that have died and gone on, their spirits in heaven, right? You think you know who they'd be when you get up there? You bet you do. But their body's still down here. But God, when He comes back, the body's going to come up out of the grave, going to join back with that spirit that's been in heaven, and we're going to, in the twinkling of an eye, be changed with a glorified body and meet Him in the air, and then we're all going to go home. What God is challenging the church to do right now is to arise and shine. Take heed. Now, Jesus is speaking here. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. So Sunday morning when we give tithes and offerings, don't come down here showing you $100 bills. Just show them to me and I'll take care of them. To be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Everybody say, my Father's in heaven. My Father's in heaven. And He's waiting on me to get home. He's sitting on the porch waiting for us to get there. Verse 2. We're going to read on down all the way through here if we have time. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have some glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. We've heard that before, right? But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand does. In other words, be humble. Give your seed, your tithe, as worship. Plant on good soil. Verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Worshiping God, living for God is not a showboat business. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father. But say, pray to the Father. I think sometimes for me, I think we need to be more aware to just say, Father. In Jesus' name. Because that's what Jesus says here. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father shall, which seeth in secret, shall what? reward thee openly. Everybody say, my Father's going to reward me. Okay, verse 7. But when thou pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Time out. Some of the greatest prayers you will ever pray are short. Like, help! He's coming, amen? For they think that they shall be heard of their much speaking. Verse 8, please. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask. Okay, but we still ask. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Now, here we go. This is the Lord's Prayer. If you want somebody to teach you how to pray, this is a good one right here. The Lord Himself. Our Father. Notice that we're included. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. 10, please. Thy kingdom come. So there's a kingdom that's coming. Answer, yes. That's the kingdom we belong to as His children. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We got the victory, y'all. Jesus said, He prayed it. God's kingdom and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. 12, please. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Everybody say amen. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 14. That's the Lord's Prayer. Okay? For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. 15, please. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. 16, please. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. The things we do in the natural dynamic, trying to impress God, trying to impress other people, that's all you'll ever get. But when you do things in the Spirit, you will have heavenly rewards. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head, wash your face. He said, dress up, put your makeup on, said all you women. that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Ever say, praise God, I'm openly rewarded. Amen. 19, please. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and dust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. 20, please. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Is that where we live? Your bank account's in heaven. Your tithes and offerings, the account is in heaven. Put your treasure there. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And that's the message for another time. 22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. Another message for another time. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Well, take a while to untangle that, but you know what it's saying. If you're in bad shape, you don't know God, it's dark. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't. Everybody say, let's read this together. I cannot serve God and mammon. They got to make a choice. It's Jesus. And it comes back down to this. A lot of people want a Savior. Not everybody wants the Lord. Let's just serve God. And in serving God, all the blessings He has for you belong to you and to me. Okay? Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Now, here we go, y'all. Imagine Diane standing up here again. A physical being. She works hard. We all work hard. But you know what? God is hovering over us. God is in here. And don't want to get ahead of it, but Romans 1 says, the church shall live by faith. Is there anything faith cannot afford? What's your answer? Is there anything that David Herbert can't afford? Not with God. Not with faith. But most Christians look at it in the natural.
Yeah.
We stepping up, Diane, to another dimension that Jesus wants us to walk in. Peter said, if that's you, Jesus, let me come to you. He says, nah, you don't qualify. You're in the natural. No, he says, come. He is inviting us to walk on the water. In the age that we are living in, that's going to be normal before he physically comes. When the harvest comes, things like that, the miracles, da 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 da, are going to happen so fast. And church is going to be run over. I'm telling you, miracles are the thing. Did you know a miracle does not leave a mark? You can have surgery. I got one right here. When I was a little young man, about 10 or 12, that was this scripture. That's Mark right there. This big boy came to our old store. You weren't even born. And his last name was Curry, but it wasn't G-A, okay? But anyway, and he stole my brand new toy pistols. I had two, buddy. Let me tell you, I was bad news. And he took them away from me and went out that north side door. That was where it's Napa now. It used to be Brown Hardware and Grocery and Furniture, glory be to God. Anyway, I was so... I'm 10 years old. He's got my guns, and I'm getting them back. I'll go up there, and he just went out that door, and when I did that, and ran my hand through the big glass on that door and cut it right there. So I got the gun back. I don't know who went and got them, but anyway, I got them back. But I went to the doctor immediately. So anyway, but you see, take no thought for your life. If you and I are living in a state of worry, fear, confusion, lack, ignorance of God's word and God's promises, ignorant of the fact that I belong, my citizenship's in heaven, and whatever heaven has, I can own, I can get. Am I out on too far a limb? I hope not. Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat. I know people who get up from the table asking them what we're going to have for supper. Well, they need to come to my house. I had cereal. Glory to God. And I cooked it myself. All it takes is milk and cereal and a spoon
and a bowl.
Yeah, it's good with a bowl. Karen sent out a text this afternoon. Does anybody here need a, do you know anybody needs an oven? I'm serious. She sent out a text. Anybody need an oven?
Well,
I didn't do it. But I should have, I wanted to say, I texted and said, not me. Figured out. There's a fill in the blank. Take no thought for your life. Listen, I'm not going to take a thought for my life. Because thought puts the natural process involved. I'm not feeling well, so I get up and I start telling the world I don't feel well. And when we could just get up and say, I'm not talking about being stupid, but I'm talking about getting up and just go on to do your business. I've had aches and pains, and, you know, I could have just wanted to go back, or just could have wanted. That sounds good. But anyway, I wanted to go back and just lay back down. But, you know, you just keep going. 30 minutes later, you don't have to pay. It's just the devil wants to steal and kill and destroy. Because we're basing things on how we feel, what we see, what we taste, what we hear. And we stay on that level. But Diane, there's a higher level in there. Because Sunday morning, Diane's going to come up here. And she's going to make you know there's another level. If you'll give, the world thinks we're crazy for giving. But let me tell you something. That's the best way to live. The whole saying, you cannot outgive God, is true. Our board, we have the vision of that. You have the vision of that. Praise God. Giving, you can't outgive Him. You give 10%, He's going to bless you. He's going to open up the windows of heaven. You don't have room enough to store. How many of you don't have room enough to store all your stuff at home? Probably most of you. And He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And that is probably more important than anything. Therefore, I said, take no thought for your life. Don't worry. Just do this. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry about me anymore. I belong to Jesus. He is well able to take care of me. My Heavenly Father knows where I am, where I'm headed. He has got the purpose for me, and I will follow Him. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. Oh, buddy, this is a whole seminar right here. What you shall put on. What you should put on. Amen? It matters what I wear. Well, it does. You need to wear clothes. Please and thank you. The shock will be more than I could bear. That's what Johnny Ringo said. The strain was more than he could bow. It would be more than I could bow. Hallelujah. Is my face red? Anyway. Not yet your body. What you shall put on it. My hypocrisy only goes so far. What you shall put on. It's important to look good and to wear your best. Amen. But it's not the most important thing you're going to do that day. Amen. It's not the life more than meat or food and the body more than raiment. It really is. Is it not? We belong to God. 26. We got time? Oh, gosh, we're way over. Anne's going, yeah, you're too long. Well, y'all read the rest of that chapter. And let's do 33 and we'll quit. Y'all read this chapter and just meditate on it because we're stepping up into another level where who said you can't? Who said you couldn't get a college education? Who said you couldn't own a home? Who said you couldn't have a car? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? I'll tell you who said it. It's the devil. And he's speaking through your relatives. As well as others. 33. But seek ye first what? Why do I want to seek the kingdom of God? Because that's where my citizenship is. I got benefits up there. I got Social Security. I got Medicare. Whatever. I got benefits in the kingdom of God. I don't have Joe Biden telling me, blessing me. I have Almighty God El Shaddai blessing me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God because we belong to us, who we are, and His righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. I know Adam didn't know what he was doing. Everybody say amen. Amen. Because once he invented the hoe and the plow, he had to do all that by the sweat of the brow. Before then, it was just there. Let's bring those prayer requests down, please. We'll tiptoe around in this some more. It's quite good. There's not much in it, no end to it. But let's all receive what heaven has for us and align up with God's wishes for us, because they belong to us. Amen? We got some more? We got one more coming. Two more coming. Glory to God. God's good. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all going to have a great day tomorrow?
Yes.
Great day tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm excited. I don't have to worry about Jimmy. That's an ant shock. Tomorrow, going on a cruise. Yeah. They're going to win souls. That's what she told me. Win souls and do other things too. Yeah.
And she said there'd be healing. She's on this cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. But they're going to Bahamas.
That's a good place to have church.
I didn't really understand who the people were.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen. Yeah, I'm glad you put her name on here. Okay, ladies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we seek the kingdom of God tonight.
Yes.
Father, these people need to be healed, whole, blessed, delivered. They need lots of stuff. Lord, we're asking tonight, you give them the desires of their heart, and that your will be done. Lord, we don't pray that just bad stuff. Your will be done, which is all good stuff.
Yeah.
All your blessings will be deposited on them, that, Lord, their lives would be one of righteousness and royalty.
Yes.
Lord, that's who we are. Yeah. And you get all the praise for it. And we want to sell the cross short by not engaging and becoming who you want us to be. I'm your child. We're all your children tonight, Lord. And once again, we give ourselves to you.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Lord God, heal these people. We lay our hands on their names. And Lord God, raise them up. And we give you all the praise for it in the name of Jesus and all the good reports. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
All righty. Tell somebody love them before you go.
Love before you go.
Love before you go.